Penod 8. Creu cynllun busnes. Croeso i bodlediad Bod yn Fos arna ti dy hun, canllawr entrepreneur ifanc i gychwyn busnes. Pyn aid y fod i'n meddwl am gychwyn busnes am y tro cynta, neu fod gen ti syniad ti eisiau ddatblygu, mae'r podlediad yma i chdi. Mari dwi, a fyddai'n dy arwain di drwy'r gyfres 15 rhan yma, fydd yn dy gadw di ar y trywydd iawn ac yn dy helpu di i ddeall a meddwl am yr heriau sy'n codi wrth gychwyn busnes. Rhan o wasanaeth Busnes Cymru y Llywodraeth ydy Syniadau Mawr Cymru, a'i nod ydy codi dy head a chefnogi entrepreneuriaid ifanc i gyrraedd eu uchelgais mewn busnes. Mae Busnes Cymru, sy'n cael ei ariannu'n rhannol gan Gronfa Datblygu Rhanbarthol Ewrop, yn cefnogi pobl ifanc drwy ddarparu adnoddau ar-lein, gweithdai sgiliau busnes a sesiynau un i un efo cynghorydd er mwyn troi syniadau'n reality. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Croeso nôl! Trodwytha o'n i'n siarad am yr holl gefnogaeth sy'n ar gael a nes i ateb cwestiynau ynglyn â chyfarfod cynghorydd busnes am y tro cynta. Unwaith sydd wedi sortio'r gefnogaeth ti angen, mae'n bryd i chdi ddechrau meddwl am greu cynllun busnes. Mae hyn yn rhan allweddol o gychwyn busnes. Fydd y cynllun yn dangos be di'r busnes, lle mae o'n mynd a sut mae o'n mynd i gyrraedd yna. Er mwyn creu cynllun busnes da, mae'n rhaid i chdi fod yn realistig a nodi, er enghraifft, pryd mae pethau ymddigwydd, be di dy gyllideb di a be di dy ragolygon gwerthiant di. Rwan dwi'n gwybod bod cyllidebau yn gallu codi ofn ar bobl, ond tri anghofio am hyn. Os ti angen help i weithio allan be fydd dy gosta di a be fydd dy ragolygon gwerthiant di, cer ar-lein i gael cyngor neu siaradau efo gynghorydd busnes. Mae'n bwysig cofio sa neb yn gwybod beth sy'n rownd y gornel, felly dim tasg hawdd fydd trio rhagweld be fydd dy werthiant di, a bob dim arall sy'n mynd law yn llaw efo hynny. Please paid â chael dy demtio i osod targedau ar hap, targedau ti'n anhebygol o'i cyrraedd. Fedri di ddefnyddio be maen nhw'n alw'n gynfas model busnes. Ffordd weledol o ddylunio, o fapio allan a meddwl am dy fodel busnes di hon. Os nad i'r dull yma'n apelio ato chdi, mi allu di ddefnyddio dull mwy darbodus, lean. Mae yna lot o fusnesau bach yn cychwyn drwy ddefnyddio dulliau darbodus er mwyn cadw costau lawr, ond pan mae'r pres yn dechrau dod mewn, maen nhw'n medru tyfu a datblygu. Cofia sam rhaid i chdi linio'n union at dy gynllun busnes. Mae pethau'n newid a mae hynny'n oce. Mi fydd dy fusnes di newid, ella fydd dy syniad di newid, ac ella fydd profil dy gwsmeriaid di newid. Mi allai hyn i gyd effeithio dy gynllun busnes di. Felly tria ddod i arfer efo diweddaru dy gynllun busnes yn rheolaidd. Fydd gwneud hynny yn talu ar ei ganfed. Dwi wrth fy modd efo'r her dwi'n ei gael yn ddyddiol wrth reoli cwmni ifanc sy'n mynd o nerth i nerth. Mae yna gyfnodau da a chyfnodau drwg wrth redeg busnes, a mae bod yn drefnus yn holl bwysig. Gna'n siŵr dy fod i'n gwybod lle ti'n mynd a sut ti'n bwriadu cyrraedd yna. Geiriad oedd gan ein model rôl Adam Amor. Bydda'n drefnus bob amser. Rwan di gwybod lle i gychwyn creu cynllun busnes ddim yn hawdd, felly gad i fi roi syniad neu ddau i chdi o beth ti angen i gynnwys. Disgrifiad o dy fusnes. Profil o'r cwsmeriau ti'n fwriadu i targedu gan gynnwys manylion am ddemograffeg er enghraifft oed a rhyw. Ffigura a ffeithiau am y farchnad ti ynddi a dadansoddiad o pwy sy'n cystadlu'n derbyn di. Manylion am y ffordd fyddi di'n gweithredu, pethau ymarferol fel o lle fyddi di'n gweithio, pa offer fyddi di'n ei defnyddio a sut fyddi di'n dosbarthu'r cynnyrch. Manylion am dy hunaniaeth brandi a rhestr o dy rinweddau gwerthu unigryw, USPs. Faint sy'n bwriadu godi am dy gynnyrch neu dy wasanaeth? Sut ti'n bwriadu hyrwyddo am archnata dy fusnes? Costa ariannol gan gynnwys unrhyw gyllid ti angen? Rhag amcam o werthiannau, elw a rhag amcan llif arian. Cynllun gweithredu ar gyfer y flwyddyn i ddod. Mae cynllun busnes yn elfen allweddol wrth wneud cais am gyllid neu wrth fynd at fuddsoddwyr, felly yn ogystal â beth dwi'n newydd restru, mae'n syniad cynnwys y pethau yma hefyd. Crynodeb weithredol sydd ddim mwy na un tudalen, sef crynodeb o brif bwyntiau dy gynllun busnes di. Unrhyw ddogfennau cefnogol fel CVs, cytundebau neu ymchwilio'r farchnad. nodyn cyfrinachedd, pwrpas hwn di dy warchod di a dy syniad di. Mae'n pwysleisio i unrhyw un sy'n darllen y cynllun busnes fod y cynnwys yn gyfrinachol. Pan ti'n gosod goliau ar gyfer dy busnes, mae'n rhaid i chi ddilyn y model campus neu smart yn Saesneg. C am cyrraeddadwy, A am amserol, M am mesuradwy, P am penodol, I am uchelgeisiol, a S am synhwyrol. Os di dy goliad i'n ticio bob un o'r bocsys yma, ti'm yn bell o dy le. Dwi wedi sôn yn barod am pa mor bwysig ydy cynllun busnes, ond be am glywed beth sy'n gen Dominic Bonnicker o Odyssey i ddeud amdanyn nhw? Hello Dominic, you okay?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
Good, good. Now, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your business.
So my name's Dominic, and I run a web agency called Odyssey. We're a web development agency based in Cardiff, and we make websites.
When did this begin? Tell us about your journey.
So a little bit about myself. So I'm 23. Graduated university 2 years ago now, I believe. And it was from university, I knew that maybe a traditional career path wasn't for me. I did go to job interviews. I did have a part-time job and I did the what is kind of expected. And it just didn't really fit with who I was as a person, my personality type. So I decided that I'm going to try and see what this kind of entrepreneurial element or this business side of life is. And so that's kind of how it started. And it was a slow start and it was quite difficult to get myself kind of going and moving forward. But I feel that now I'm 2 years into it and I've picking up the right types of skills and meeting the right type of people to kind of get me in the position that I'm in now.
So it's a work in progress.
100%. I think as soon as you say that you've kind of reached your ultimate potential is when you realize that you'll never get to that point. It's always that milestone is always moving along
and evolving. So how important would you say a good business plan is?
I do think it's important because it outlines what the business is, what the intentions are, and how you're going to take the steps in terms of getting to the point that you want to be. A good way of starting that is why you're doing this. It's so people forget about why they actually get started in business. And a lot of people say, oh, I just want to make money. And that's great. But the people that make the most money are the ones that are solving the hardest problems or the problems that are solving the most amount of, that are affecting the most amount of people. So I think it is start with that, build that into your business plan. And then realize that your business plan, again, is going to evolve. It's how business works. It's never going to be this clear cut. I've never seen a business plan that is the exact same in year one as it is in year five. Never.
If there's someone listening now really terrified of putting a business plan together, what would you tell them?
My first advice is stop stressing about it and break it down into the kind of into its individual elements. Break it down into the things that you know right now, and sometimes you're not going to know everything, so there that is the perfect opportunity to go out and test these ideas. It sometimes all you need is a simple one pager, so that just condenses everything down. It doesn't need to be this massive document that's 100 pages long, because I'm going to be honest, I don't think anyone will ever read it. The only person that will read it is you. So if it really does scare you, write a one pager to start off with, because that'll give you all the kind of the key points to hit on. And business plans are sometimes required by banks, for example, if you wanted to go out and get funding and things like that. But again, banks are starting to move towards this one pager thing because they wanna hear about more of the idea and how it they like to learn about the finances, which again is a completely different element to a whole business plan. But don't be feared, like don't be scared of a business plan. Because I'm a year in and well, over a year in now, and we're still writing elements of a business plan. It's a living document, which means it's constantly changing. You're constantly learning new things about your target audience, new technologies being introduced. So you can never say that your business plan is going to be what it is for the rest of your life.
So what do you think makes your company different then?
Our biggest thing is people. we're a customer service company that makes websites, and I think that's so important in kind of today's society, in today's world, that everyone is so fast-paced, everything's automated, and we kind of flip that and say, you know what, it's okay to take your time with certain things, it's okay to enjoy the process. And the name Odyssey comes from, it literally translates into journey. And that's exactly what we wanted to do with our clients. We don't just say, okay, this is the project, let's just do it, and then that's it, that's a goodbye. It's, this is where we start, these are the processes, and these are the steps in between. And we don't really put an end date on it, because I'd say about 80% of our clients stay with us long term. The other ones have already got things set up, so they don't like to move away from that, which is fine. And we grow with them, and as their business develops, we're right next to them to say, okay, we can make this look better online, or we can implement this feature, and we can help you shape this business to a point where it fits who you actually are now compared to where you were 2, 3, 4 years ago.
I think you're right. That personal touch goes a long way, yeah. And it's missing in a lot of today's world, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. It's so, everyone is so kind of, I just want things now, and this instant gratification part of society, and we just don't kind of, it doesn't fit with us. And you'll constantly find us just having natural conversations with people. I'd say about 90% of our work comes through referral marketing, so people just passing on our name and our good work to other people, to their friends, to their colleagues. And it's so important just to make a good product or to deliver a good service, because it just gets passed on. And again, business isn't, it's this term of B2B, business to business. It's not, it's people to people. Businesses are made of really good people. And you don't sell to a business, you sell to a person. So when people forget about that, it becomes a really difficult sell, if you want to call it that.
And you mentioned some of the difficulties at the beginning. What exactly were they? What were your biggest hurdles?
A common one that will always affect startup businesses is cash flow. Cash flow is a huge, huge issue, especially when you're just kind of starting out and trying to make a bit of money for yourself under the company name, or just to quit that part-time job or whatever. And there's so many ways in which you can just be more efficient with your money. And people say, oh, well, the business would be so much more successful or so much further on if I had this amount of money or this amount of money. And I don't like to see it like that. I see it as having limited resources is actually a strength, because it makes you more creative in what you're trying to achieve. I don't have a big budget with that compares to some of these other massive agencies that have 50, 60 staff. So every pound and penny that we have to use properly, and we have to think about it. And they create the most impactful campaigns or most impactful kind of messages that we send out to people. It's so kind of twisted in how people think, oh, just because you have more money that you have more of an impact. It's not necessarily the way. It's sometimes often that people that have limited resources that are just actually using them in the correct way, having more of an impact than anyone else.
So you have to be quite organized as well.
Organized is definitely something that I would recommend for a business. It's quite important. But being a bit savvy with your money and doing things yourself. Don't pay for, I don't know, an example.
Anything unnecessary, really.
Exactly. So when we were starting out, we didn't really have money to spend on a designer to develop marketing material, leaflets and brochures and things like that. So I went online and I just Googled things. Honestly, you can get so far with just Googling stuff. And Googled leaflet design, web agency, and millions of results come up, and you're there, and you can just kind of put them in and change the information, and you've got a leaflet. Whereas an agency or a graphic designer would have cost me, I don't know, £50 an hour, £200 a day, or whatever their rate is. So it's stuff like that that people go, okay, oh, I've just closed the project, I've got this amount of money now, and that's great, and I can put all that money into marketing. Okay. But if you put all that money into paying an agency to do it, you've just kind of moved that. So that, I don't know, amount of money becomes 50% less because you're paying for their fees. If you did it a little bit, put a bit of time and effort into making it yourself, that money goes a lot further, and then you can put it into other things down the line.
That's sound advice. Have you got any more nuggets of advice for someone thinking of starting their own business?
I would honestly, to anyone, I would just say, just go out and try it.
Great advice. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Pan ti'n meddwl am ddygynllun busnes, mae hefyd yn syniad da gwneud dadansoddiad SWOT, sef sbio ar dygrafdera a dywendidau di ac ystyried pa gyfleoedd a bygythiadau sy'n dwynebu di. Mae hyn yn ffordd dda iawn o weld pa mor debygol wyt ti o lwyddo. Mae cryfderau a gwendidau yn bethau ti'n medru rheoli, a mae'r rhain yn cynnwys pethau fel lleoliad, asedau, profiad, enw da a ffad noddau sgen ti ar gael. Ac os ti angen newid unrhyw un o'r rhain, rwan di'r amser. Mae cyfleoedd a bygythiadau yn bethau allanol, a mae hynny'n golygu na fedri di newid nhw, jyst ymateb iddyn nhw fel maen nhw'n digwydd. Mi allai'r rhain gynnwys newid yn ymddygiad y gwsmeriau di, problemau fo cyflenwr, neu gystadleuaeth newydd o fewn y farchnad. Mae'n rhaid i chdi gofio, weithio mae pethau'n newid, a mi fyddi di angen medru diweddaru dy gynllun busnes er mwyn ymateb. Dyna ni am rwan ar gynllun busnes, felly ymuno efo ni tro nesa ar gyfer penod 9 o bodlediad Byddan Fos arna ti dy hun, pan fyddwn ni'n trafod cychwyn busnes o fewn dy gyllideb. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru. Neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Cofia wrando tro nesaf!